Now that we're finally on the cusp of putting spring and summer firmly behind us, we can begin to look forward to the year's better half, fall and winter. Though today I would like to focus on fall, or, if you prefer, autumn. What's that? You're not on board with me on this? Seriously? I guess I expected a few of you wouldn't be. My daughters are somewhat fickle, as young girls can tend to be, but they would probably say they like spring because of sunshine and flowers, and summer because of sun and swimming. Whatever. Fall and winter are where it's really at, something I would think people choosing to live in Alaska would enthusiastically endorse. For those who say they strongly prefer sunshine, warmer days, and lots of green, well, you do know about places like Florida and Hawaii, right? Live where you're going to like it. That would certainly be something I would advise. For my money, that's right here in southwest Alaska. And the very best part of our calendar is just now coming into view. You need a reason to like fall? I'll do better than a reason. I'll give you 8 great reasons to look forward to fall. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. I will concede this. From a chance-to-enjoy-it standpoint, there are better places across our nation when it comes to fall, because fall in Alaska often amounts to not much more than a hiccup on the calendar. I think maybe I shared this once before, but when I taught in the village, we used to joke that we hoped fall happened on a weekend, so we could get out and enjoy it. That may have been a slight exaggeration, but not by much. Changing colors and temperature transitions happen a bit quicker this far north, and don't give you quite as much time to enjoy all fall has to offer. That notwithstanding, fall remains my favorite season, and for a whole host of reasons. Number 1. Colors explode. Let's go ahead and start with the changing of the colors. Alaska is always beautiful, with the vibrant greens of summer and the pure whites of winter. But fall is when Mother Nature decides to expand the number of colors she adds to her canvas, and the greens are joined by a host of other colors, ranging from yellows and browns in the trees and shrubs as leaves change, to reds, yellows, oranges, and purples as berries ripen. I will concede that fall in other places can display an even more pronounced visual spectacle due to the longer season and more deciduous trees, but Alaska's falls are still incredibly beautiful. Regarding these changing colors, noted author and philosopher Albert Camus once said, "Autumn is a second spring when every leaf is a flower." Number 2. The thermometer begins to drop. It's kind of a subtle thing, but the temperature starts to drop, and we notice it in small ways. It's a little cooler as you head to the truck or car in the morning, or when you take out the trash in the evening. Depending on what you have your house's thermostat set at, the heat begins to kick on once in a while during the night. Eventually, small puddles in the drive start showing up in the mornings ringed with light ice, and those yellow leaves of the color change begin to blanket the yard, continuing their change to brown. Because of the temperature aspect, you can tell fall is in the air, and those crisp autumn mornings can really make you feel alive. Number 3. The breath of fall. Okay, so this one's going to sound a bit childish to some, and it actually is a pretty strong tie-in with number 2. Indulge me on this one while checking to see if your own inner child is still in there somewhere. Once fall sets in, it becomes a pretty regular thing that you can see your breath during those slightly chillier mornings and evenings. Remember how cool that was to see back during your childhood days, blowing out and watching it billow in front of you? As a dad with 2 daughters, I always get a kick out of watching my kids do that, breathing just to see their breath. And I sometimes find myself doing that in the mornings as I head for the truck, savoring that visual reminder that fall is in the air. Number 4. The bugs disappear. At some point, the temperature of the fall season drops low enough to convince insects to abandon their interest in living. And a magnificent fall day spent hiking through the woods, walking along shorelines, or up mountains, without biting insects is one of life's real pleasures. Minus the biting insects, you can actually slow down and concentrate on the world around you and what you're trying to accomplish in it. Number 5. Active animals. It seems to me that the animals are more active in the fall. This can be a good thing no matter what your motivation is, whether it's to take pictures, hunt, trap, or just get out and see them. Migratory birds are moving through the area, bears are feeding heavily over most hours of the day, trying to bulk up for winter, it's mating season for ungulates, and other small mammals also seem to be a lot more active in their searches for food. Also, with some of the forested areas losing many of their leaves, animals can be easier to spot. Number 6. The rut. On the heels of that one, I'll specifically mention the rut, the word that refers to the mating season for ungulates. In Kansas, that was white-tailed deer. Up here, it's caribou and moose, though it's the moose rut that attracts the lion's share of the attention. For hunters, the rut is where it's at, and for several reasons. First of all, during the rut, bulls are a whole lot more active during daytime hours as they try to find receptive cows to breed with. This puts them onto the field of play a lot more for hunters trying to find them. Also, bulls can be a lot less cautious during the rut, meaning they're a lot less likely to turn and disappear in the face of things that would have spooked them just weeks before. With both cows and territory on the line, they can become quite combative. This leads to the other great thing about the rut. Bulls can be quite receptive to calling, which is in itself a lot of fun. No doubt about it. The rut is one of the great times to be in the woods hunting, and it's very much a fall event. Number 7. The magic of beaver ponds. To my way of thinking, beaver ponds are pretty special places. An active beaver pond is just teeming with life, and during the fall it's often easy to see a lot of that life by just taking a seat and watching it unfold in front of you. The beavers themselves are busy adding to their catch for the winter. Many other forms of wildlife, from moose to mink to otters, can be found in close proximity. A beaver pond is just a really neat place to be around in the fall. I confess many of my associations with beaver ponds and fall involve me playing the part of a trapper, but my appreciation for a beaver pond habitat extends beyond my memories and experiences as a trapper. I swear that when I approach a pond through the trees on a brisk autumn morning, I can just catch a whiff of the scent of beaver castor in the cool morning air, combined with the anticipation of what I might see, and it's one of my fondest sensory experiences associated with fall. Number 8. The sounds of fall. The sounds of fall are many and can be loud and stark, such as a flock of geese passing overhead, to more subtle sounds, such as a moose bull somewhere in the thick of the trees in front of you gently grunting back, trying to discern just where you're at. Sounds of fall that I find calming include the wind through the trees, water trickling over rocks as it makes its way to larger water, spruce grouse taking to flight, and the slap of a beaver's tail on a pond surface. Another sound that's really neat to hear is the sound of absolutely nothing at all. To be able to sit on a ridge or with your back against a tree and not hear anything at all. If this show were longer, I could continue to put together reasons to look forward to fall, perhaps even mounting a strong enough case, that some of you who don't really care for it might change your minds. Okay, maybe not. But as fall once again approaches, try to keep an open mind and make an effort to see, smell, and hear the many wonderful things that go with this splendid season. Why do I like it? Well, beyond what you've heard today, I think the English poet John Donne summed it up quite well in the following sentiment: "No spring nor summer beauty hath such grace as I have seen in one autumnal face." For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.